Resurrection Sunday, the church has always greeted one another with the same slogan.
在我们的历史传统里面，每一次复活节的早晨，我们都是用这样子来彼此问安。
Roman Catholic, Orthodox, Historic, Protestant, all have used the same slogan.
无论罗马的天主教或者是基督教的教徒，都是这样子来互相庆贺。
We have not done it yet this morning.
但是今天早上我们却没有。
It goes, Christ is risen.
他说到基督复活了。
And the reply is, He is risen indeed.
我们回答是说他真是复活了。
Three times.
让我们讲三次。
Christ is risen.
基督复活了。
Christ is risen.
基督复活了。
Christ is risen.
基督复活了。
We come this morning to reflect on the resurrection of Christ.
今天早晨我们来到这里来回应他的复活。
But more than that.
但是不止这样子。
We come to reflect this morning on our resurrection with Christ.
我们而且想到我们与他一同复活来回应。
Christ was raised in one sense.
他复活是这样的一个意义。
We are raised in two.
但是我们复活却有两方面的意义。
We'll look this morning at what the resurrection means for Christ.
我们先来看耶稣基督的复活到底对他是什么意思。
And the two things it means for us.
最后再看对我们有哪两件事情。
First, what the resurrection means for Christ.
头一个我们想到耶稣基督的复活对他有什么意思。
The easiest way to answer that question is to ask, why was he killed?
最简单的方法我们问是回问到底他为什么被杀
Why was Jesus killed?
为什么他被谋杀
This is not the same as the question why did Jesus die?
这个问题跟另外说他为什么死是不一样的问题
Jesus came to die for our sins
他是为我们的罪死
The Father sent him to die so that we could be forgiven
天父送他到地上来为我们的罪死好叫我们得赦免
But why was Jesus killed?
但是耶稣基督为什么被杀被谋杀
Why did the Jewish authorities and the Roman authorities decide to kill Jesus?
为什么犹太人跟罗马人的当权者要来杀他
The Jesus we worship as we worship him seems to be no threat to anyone
我们来敬拜耶稣基督的时候好像不会他没有什么让任何人受威胁
Why did they feel the need to kill him?
为什么他们要害死他
You see, it all goes back to politics
这个都想到那个时候的一个政治斗争
We can't so neatly divide politics from religion
我们要把这个政治的事情跟信仰的事情把它分开
Jesus came and he taught and he healed
他在这边他来到他在这边教导他在这边医病
And on Palm Sunday like King Solomon he sat upon a donkey and rode into the city of Jerusalem
他在那个棕榈日的主日他骑在一个驴驹上面进耶路撒冷
And the Jewish leaders understood what he was doing
当时的犹太人 领导们知道他做这件事什么意思
He was claiming to be king
因为他在那边宣告他是王
And they understood what he was doing when he went into the temple and threw out the money changers
之后他到圣殿的里面把那些兑换银钱人赶出圣殿
He was claiming to reject the temple worship as it was conducted
他在那边宣告在圣殿里面的敬拜是应该不应该这样应该这样
And he's going to reform the entire system
他要全部的修正整个的敬拜的系统
They knew he was claiming to be king
他们知道他在那边宣告他是王
And the Romans knew what this meant
罗马人也知道是什么意思
The Jewish leaders go to the Roman authorities and say This man claims to be king
这些犹太教要害死他的人到罗马人的面前说这个人自称为王
Now in some countries today just as in Palestine in Jesus' dayOn a religious holiday, to claim to be king is an invitation to rebellion.
Rebellion.
Revolt? War?
在现在的中东还有些地方，在这边，如果你宣告耶稣基督是王，你是叛徒，你是背叛。
So Jesus claims to be king.
所以耶稣基督在这边宣告他是王。
And the Jewish leaders say, "No, you're not our king."
犹太人的领导说不是，你不是我们的王。
Jesus claims to be king.
耶稣基督宣告他是王。
And the Roman authorities say, "You're not our king."
罗马的领导说，罗马的权柄说不是，你不是我们的王。
And the easiest way to make the case that Jesus is not king?
怎么样来一个证明他不是王呢？
Kill him.
把他杀掉。
Kings don't die.
一个皇帝不会被杀。
Kings conquer.
一个皇帝是征服者。
And so what does it mean when Jesus rises from the dead on the third day?
所以当他第三日他复活的时候是什么意思呢？
They killed him to make a point.
他们谋杀他是为了点一个重点。
You are not king.
你根本就不是王。
And he rose.
他从死里复活。
To make a point.
他也点出一个点。
I am king.
我是王。
We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们读到哥林多前书的第十五章的时候。
He will reign until he puts all his enemies under his feet.
他最后到末期到了，那时基督即将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把国交给父神。
The last enemy to be destroyed is death.
到静默了，最后的一个毁灭的仇敌就是死。
Then the end will come when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power.
到那个时候，执政掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，最后就把国都交给父神。
The resurrection of Jesus means that Caesar Augustus is not Lord.
耶稣基督的复活在那边宣告，凯撒雅古士都不是皇帝。
It means Caesar Augustus is not Son of God.
他说到凯撒，他不是神的儿子。
It means Caesar Augustus is not Savior.
说到凯撒雅古士都，他不是救主。
Although in the first century, Caesar Augustus called himself all those things.
但是第一世纪的时候，这个凯撒宣称他自己是这一切。
Lord,
主
，Son of God,
他是神的儿子
，Savior,
他是唯一的救主。
Today, Easter means.
今天的复活节什么意思？
That America is not the world's superpower.
啊，美国在这边宣告，美国不是那个超级强国。
It means that Russia and Putin are not the world's superpower.
在这边宣告，苏俄那个普丁他不是那个超级的掌权者。
It means that Xi Jinping and China are not the world's superpower.
而且宣告，习近平主席他不是那个超级的权柄。
Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God are the world's superpower.
只有耶稣基督，只有神的国度是那个最高的权柄。
So Al-Shabaab can enter a Christian university in Kenya and kill 150 people.
这个在肯亚的 Al-Shabaab 这个回教的暴徒能够进去杀一百多个学生。
Or ISIS in Libya can kill 21 Coptic Christians.
在埃及的这个 ISIS 这个回教的残杀者可以杀死许多的埃及的基督徒。
But Al-Shabaab and ISIS do not rule this world.
但是无论这个 ISIS 或者 Al-Shabaab 这些回教团体，他们不能来统治万有。
Jesus does.
唯有耶稣基督是的。
But this is not just a political message, it's also a spiritual message.
这不光是一个政治性的信息，而且是一个信仰的信息。
Because if Jesus rules this world,
因为耶稣基督统管万有，
He surely rules our lives.
而且他统管你与我。
He must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet.
他要做王，直到把一切的仇敌都放到他的脚下。
Then the end will come when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father.
到那个时候末期到了，他就要把国度交在父神的手中。
So the resurrection of Jesus means that he is king over this whole world.
所以耶稣基督的复活说到他是整全世界全宇宙的王。
What does it mean for us?
对我们呢?
The first thing it means for us is the one that's most obvious that we're most familiar with.
头一个对我们是我们最熟悉的。
As Paul also writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
同样保罗在哥林多前书15章这样的说,
As in Adam all die, so in Christ will all be made alive.
在亚当里众人都死了, 在基督里众人也都要复活。
Each will be made alive in turn, Christ first, and then when he comes, those who belong to him.
而且个人按照自己的次序来复活，出售的果子是基督。 以后在他来的时候，是那些属于基督的人。
Emily Phillips was a school teacher in Florida.
在佛罗里达州有一个学校的老师叫做 Emily Phillips.
She died age 69 from pancreatic cancer.
她69岁的时候因为胰腺癌而去世。
Before she died, she wrote her obituary.
在他死之前，他替他自己写了一个讣告讣文，
and it's gone viral.
之后在网站上面，大家疯狂的被人家欣赏。
She says, "It pains me to admit it."
我很痛苦的让我承认。
But apparently, I've passed away.
但很明显的，我已经走了。
I didn't want to.
不是我愿意的。
But once again, I didn't get my way.
但是再一次我没有办法万事听我的意思。
Now some of you are too young to care about life after this life yet.
在我们在座的有些人可能太年轻，不会去想这些事。
You think it goes on forever.
我们想到我们的生命可以一直一直活下去。
All it takes is one heart attack.
所要有的一个心脏病。
One diagnosis of cancer.
一个肿瘤的诊断，
and suddenly we realize it won't go on forever.
有一天，你我会发现，你我的在地上的生命不会一直活下去。
And then life after this life takes on special importance.
但是那个生命在我们今生之后的那个生命却一直下去。
Emily Phillips wrote.
这Emily Phillips 她这样写，
I was born, I blinked. And it was all over.
我生下来哇哇坠地，我一眨眼转瞬之间我就走了。
Can you remember the first day of your secondary school?
你记不记得你上小学的时候的那头一天是什么样子？
Your first job?
你的头一个工作。
The day you married?
你结婚的那一天。
It wasn't that long ago, was it?
好像不是很久以前哦。
I remember the day my first son was born.
我记得我家的老大生的那一天。
It wasn't very long ago.
也不是很久以前。
Only now he's 32.
只是他今天已经32岁了。
And every year I call, he generally celebrates his birthday with his grandmother, so I call my mother in Florida.
通常我的儿子是跟他的祖母一起过他的生日，所以我就打电话给我的妈妈。
And every year we have the same routine.
我们每年都有这样的例行公事。
This year I said to her, Mom, can you believe I have a son who's 32?
今天我跟我的妈妈说，你相信不相信，我有一个儿子现在32了。
And she says to me, I can't believe I have a son who's 62.
我的妈妈回答说，我简直不能相信，我有一个儿子已经62了。
And I say back,
而且我还回答,
I can't believe I have a mom who's 82.
我简直不能相信我有一个老妈是82岁。
If you're too young to care about this, let me tell you, you will one day soon care.
如果你今天你很年轻，你根本不介意，我告诉你，你总有一天知道那个味道。
I was born, I blinked. And it was over.
我哇哇坠地，我一眨眼我就走了。
But you know what the message of Easter is for us.
但是 复活节的信息对我们是什么呢？
Only the warm-up is over.
只有地上的事情会过去。
Only the first phase is over. The beginning. Only the beginning is over.
因为前面那一小段会过去的。
Jesus said, as in Adam all die.
圣经说在基督里面的都要过去。
So in Christ,All will be made alive.
照样在基督里面众人都要复活。
And so Emily Phillips ended her obituary with this statement.
所以 Emily Phillips 最后把她的 讣文最后是这样结束。
To be read at her funeral.
在她的在她的葬礼里面大声的宣告。
Today I am happy and I am dancing.
她说今天我真是高兴我在里面跳舞。
This is the promise of the resurrection for us.
这是一个复活的应许对你我。
Famous evangelist, 19th century evangelist D.L. Moody put it like this.
在19世纪的出名的布道家穆迪。
Someday you will read in the papers that D.L. Moody of Northfield is dead.
有一天你从报纸上看见这个穆迪博士已经死了。
Don't.You believe it.
你不要相信。
At that moment, I will be more alive than I am today.
因为那个时刻，我会比现在活得更活跃。
As in Adam all die, so in Christ we all will be made alive.
在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里都要复活。
But there's a second resurrection for us.
但是还有对我们还有第二方面的复活。
We can be like little kids at Christmas time.
我们好像小孩在圣诞节的时候。
You don't want to wait to open. You don't want to wait for Christmas to open those gifts that have been promised you.
你简直等不及了，这个要给你的礼物，你不能等待的要拆开它。
We don't have to wait until we die in order to be resurrected.
我们不用在那等着等着要命，要到我们死了之后才能复活。
Paul says.
保罗这样说。
The Bible says.
圣经这样说。
We don't have to wait until we die to be resurrected.
我们不需要等到我们肉身死了，我们才经历复活。
We can be resurrected now.
我们可以今天可以复活。
In fact, we are resurrected now.
事实上，我们已经复活了。
The Apostle Paul writes,
保罗这样说。
Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him.
我们若是与基督同死，我们就信必与他同复活。
We believe that we will also live with him.
而且我们知道我们要在他的里面活着。
But he's not talking about a resurrection life.
他不是说到那日的复活的那个生命。
He's talking about life now.
而是说到今日的生命。
The death he died to sin once for all.
耶稣基督的死是向着罪死，他一次解决。
The life he lives to God.
他活着是向神活着。
In the same way, Paul writes.
同样的，保罗这样说。
We should count ourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
你们向罪也刚看自己是死的，在向神在基督耶稣里却看自己是活的。
And this is the promise of the gospel of the resurrection to us.
这是福音的对我们的今天的应许。
Not just that the power of God will raise our bodies from the grave into heaven or into a new life.
不光是他应许我们有一天要把我们从坟墓里面能够复活起来，进到一个新的生命。
But that the power of God can enter our lives now.
而是神的能力今天能够进到你我的里面
and raise us
叫我们从死里起来
from that anger that besets
从
that anger
从那个神的愤怒
from envy
从那个嫉妒里面出来
from lust
对不起从我们的愤怒从我们的情欲里面出来
That we die with Christ now to sin.
我们今天向着罪死。
And we live with Christ now to holiness.
我们今天向着耶稣基督能活在他的圣洁里面。
It's not instant.
不是一个瞬时之间。
It's not magical.
不是一个像魔术一样。
But it's true.
但是是真实的。
We will rise.
我们要起来。
We rise to with Christ at the end of time.
我们到了末了的时候，我们要与他一同复活。
We rise with Christ now.
而且我们今天与他一同复活。
If you have never come to faith in Christ,
如果你从来没有这样的相信过耶稣，
If you have never surrendered your life to God,
如果你从来没有把你的生命这样子降服在神的面前，
The promise is for you today.
今天对你我的应许是这样。
That resurrection is not just something that happened to Christ at the, in the past.
那复活不光是在历史的里面，耶稣基督复活了。But
it's something that can happen for you in the future.
而且能够发生在你我的身上，在未来。And
if all of you have ever done is come to Christ in the hopes of getting to heaven one day.
今天我们来到耶稣基督的面前，有一天我们在天堂里面。Easter
offers you another promise.
但是复活节还有另外一个应许。
That this power that will raise your bodies to live forever.
这个叫我们能够永远活着的这个生命的能力。
Is available now to transform your lives.
是现在就能够在我们的里面来改变我们今天的生活。
Let this Easter.
就在这一个复活节。
Be the time you commit your life.
你是不是愿意把你自己的生命来交给他。
To the Christ who reigns over this entire world.
把这交给这位统管万有的耶稣基督的手中。
Let us pray together.
让我们一起祷告。